Well, late challenge there by FC United's Jones, but the ball continues play with Alan Rundle, plays the ball right hand side now to Hassan. Hassan plays the ball up, it's into the midriff of on the right hand side. It's a good football there now, picked up by Portas. Portas outside the penalty. Here's an opportunity. Key must come out, make it something. Yeah! It's a goal as well. Static defending from FC United. Adam Jones nowhere to be seen, to be honest. Very static, very poor from FC United of Manchester. And the home team take the lead on 8 minutes. And well, Paul, that was very, very poor in the middle of the park from FC.
And it was also sloppy marking on the edge of the box, because he just had a free run in, didn't he? Nobody picked him up.
And it's a corner ball to FC United. Better football from FC there. Patient.
Yeah. Good inside pass there that got Motta in.
Yeah, Neville.
Thoughtful.
He could have just swung his right foot, but he chose not to. As Brownhill with this this corner up goes Jones. It's a near post one, flicked across. Opportunity, goal! Well, he's made amends there. It was flicked on by FC United's Tom Greaves at the near post, and there was Adam Jones. He powered through three players. It's hit his head, it's going goal bound, it's probably come off two or three players as well, but it's probably Jones's goal, no doubt, making amends for the earlier mistake. And well, we were talking on the coach and someone said to me, Jones to score this afternoon. He's not played for 9 months in the red and white of FC United, and he gets the equaliser on 30 minutes. Brownhill played the ball up towards Ashley Mulholland. Mulholland, it was tough to win that ball, and a slightly late challenge there, just a love tap, shall we say.
Birch doing his job.
Well, a game without a Birch foul is like a game without a ball.
Well, you're doing a disservice there, lads, because I think initially it was Birch actually now remonstrating with that particular player, the number 10 there, him and Birch and Snaith.
I think we're both talking about the after effects.
Yes,
more than anything.
I know you were. FC have to deal with this free kick towards the back post. It's decent ball, so man at the back post, free of charge. Good keeper save. Makes the initial save, and then it's in the back of the net there. And well, the keeper made a save. It went across the goal, came off FC United's skipper, and it hit a player and went into the back of the net. FC United weren't ready for that, weren't settled. Birch was having an argument with Snaith. He's pulling his tug in his shirt, and FC United undone at the back again. Sloppy, poor defending. FC United of Manchester 1, Whitby Town 2. Halfway line brought down initially by Whitby Town's number 10 there, but FC United win the ball back, and Lee Neville hits the ball straight through the middle. That's a decent ball as well, and FC United just been equalised. It is indeed!
Yes.
Route 1, Lee Neville with a ball over the top. Well, the defender, in all fairness, Richard Pell, couldn't deal with it, but that man, Tom Greaves, could. He got beyond his defender. Keeper came out through his legs into the back of the net. FC United and Manchester back on level terms. 13 minutes of the second half gone, and FC United, well, in all fairness, they conceded a very sloppy goal in the opening few seconds of the second half. Really shouldn't have been 2-1 down, but they got back on level terms. Tremendous play there from Tom Greaves, because he chased a ball down there, got behind the defender, just holding his groin there momentarily. The one thing people don't realise is the pace of Tom Greaves, and he got beyond Richard Pell there. Well, and Richard Pell holds his head in shame. FC United's keeper Carnell clears his lines, high ball only as far as Ibrahim Hassan. It comes off his knee poorly, and it falls for FC United's Ashley Mulholland. Now he's got room to the penalty area. Can he go past one? Can he cut inside? His ball just holds up a little bit, and then he nearly forgets to take it with him, and then he chips it towards an FC player, but it doesn't come off for anyone really other than a clearance, and it's picked up by the number 12 there, Farrell. Farrell plays it left hand side now. Ball stopped down the left hand side. It is an opportunity. There's only one player up at the moment. Good. A great challenge, but it falls nicely. And there's Farrell in the back post, but it's going to be left to the goal. 3-2. And to be honest, well, Graham Armstrong is the man who scored the goal, and that all starts from one end of the pitch, goes to the end of the pitch, and Ashley Mulholland is going to be feel a little bit aggrieved and guilty there of...
Well, to be fair, it's gone a long way from that, hasn't it?
Well, it has.
A very long way.
Well, that's where it's come from. It's come from their penalty area with a mistake. Well, what do you think, Paul? You tell me what your thoughts are.
I think it was a combination of factors that led to that goal, to be honest.
I think as well, Dean Stott's tackle was a very good tackle, which...
He was a bit unlucky.
Very unlucky.
Yeah, he was a bit unlucky.
Armstrong just kept the ball, didn't he?
Well, he made the challenge, and then it came off it came off Armstrong. Armstrong took it well, though, and being at the near post, FC United's goalkeeper there, it was drilled beyond him, and as I say,